proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Today we begin a new series about how God interacted with various Old Testament characters and manifested himself as a God with us. In today's session, we look at Enoch and how Enoch walked with God. Throughout the Bible, God manifested himself as being a personal deity. That is to say, he networked with people. In that process, he revealed different facets of his character to them. During the earliest days in human history, we have this testimony of the human race from Genesis chapter 6. Quote, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, unquote. As a result of this status, quote, it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at the heart, unquote. This was also true of the people living in Enoch's time. Enoch lived several centuries after Adam had died. Enoch was not a partaker of the wickedness which characterized his generation. Indeed, we read that Enoch condemned such behavior. In the first chapter of Jude, we have a quotation to that effect. Quote, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him, unquote. The fifth chapter of Genesis contained what little biographical information the Bible provided about Enoch. Enoch lived for 365 years. However, he never died. As the narrative in Genesis put it, quote, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him, unquote. The Hebrew word halach, translated in Genesis 5 as walked, the Hebrew word halach could figuratively apply to a person's manner of life. For instance, in Genesis chapter 17, God commanded Abraham to, quote, walk before me, halach, walk before me, and be thou perfect, unquote. Anyone who desires to walk with God must first have a proper relationship with him. That circumstance arises only when a person comes to God through his Son, Jesus Christ. According to the first chapter of his Gospel, John declared that, quote, as many as received him, Jesus Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, unquote. Though Enoch himself may not have fully understood about the coming Savior, he might have remembered and embraced God's promise to his ancestress Eve, found in Genesis chapter 3, the prophecy relating to the seed of the woman and how the seed of the woman would bruise the serpent's head. In the third chapter of Amos, God rhetorically asked, quote, can two walk together except they be agreed, unquote. By his walk with God, Enoch demonstrated that he shared God's perspective about the moral matters of this earth. Enoch also cultivated that relationship with God. Perhaps he heard about the idyllic days when Adam and Eve enjoyed close fellowship with God in the Garden of Eden, those days which occurred before Adam and Eve sinned and transgressed against God. Now, Enoch could not recreate those times because sin had already entered into the world. However, Enoch could choose to draw near to God, and he did so. The author of Hebrews 11 noted that Enoch, quote, pleased God, unquote. By walking with God, Enoch showed that anyone could enjoy fellowship with God. Enoch did not live as long as some of the patriarchs of his time, but of him alone it was testified that he walked with God and was not, because God took him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.